Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Chatting with Paul Byrne, he's head of insights at PNet. Paul, appreciate the time. The PNet job market trends report. Part of what is pulling apart, and the question is, do South Africans still have that age-old, I didn't even know what to call it, is it a dilemma, is it just the craziness? You can't get a job until you've got experience, and well, you can't get experience because you haven't got the experience. Does that still exist broadly across jobs in South Africa?
Simon, I'm afraid absolutely yes, it does. If you look at our unemployment rates in South Africa, specifically amongst our youth, the age group 15 to 34, mm-hmm. we're sitting with a crisis where about 46% of those individuals do not have jobs right now. And that means it's almost one in every two of mm-hmm. those youngsters in that age group that are unemployed. And yet many of them do have qualifications. And it goes back to what you've sort of introduced with, saying they're trapped in that cycle of not being able to get experience because they don't have experience.
And are we seeing, I mean, the good old-fashioned sort of paid internships, even just, I don't know, student jobs type of thing? Is that still one of those scarcities, or is that starting to come back? Because that's obviously one solution to this.
It is a solution. It's not something that is massively popular here in South Africa. And I think we do need to have that discussion around what needs to change to really bring those type of jobs back into the market, amongst a whole lot of other conversations that need to have around this and what it is that we're going to do to make sure that these youngsters that are coming into our workforce actually do have that opportunity for employment. And it's such an important topic that we've got right now because we're in Youth Month.
Yep.
And the focus is absolutely on what it is that we need to be doing for our youth. And you know, when we look at the jobs, and specifically in this report, what we've looked at is just how many jobs that have been advertised across South Africa would be those suitable student jobs or entry-level jobs or even junior jobs for this type of young professional to go out and actually find and get economically active in the job market. And we've looked across graduate jobs, junior jobs, entry-level jobs, the student jobs that you mentioned, and mm-hmm. internships. And generally speaking, about 10% of all jobs that are advertised across South Africa are available to that youth cohort, that entry-level cohort. And what we've really tried to do this month is then try unpack which are the job sectors that are the most likely to actually open the doors for these youth opportunities.
What are some of those sectors? Because, you know, there might be entry-level jobs, there might be junior jobs, but at the start of a career, I mean, that is where you start. I mean, so what are some of those sectors that perhaps are maybe more available to folks out there who might be not yet employed but looking for employment?
Simon, really good question. And we've identified eight different sectors, and mm-hmm. specifically the one with the highest proportion of job opportunities to the total number of jobs that are advertised is the design, media, and arts space. Mm-hmm. And I think it's an important one to start with because there's no degree prerequisite for that particular sector.
Yeah.
And the types of jobs that are available are certainly talking to some of the jobs of our future. You know, if we're looking about just at how digitized we're becoming as an economy, as a global workforce, mm-hmm. It is sort of the web design, the multimedia, the 3D design type jobs that are available, as well as your graphic design, including in that, by the way, is your print and packaging design. And if I break that down into percentages of those jobs, 66% of those junior jobs exist for graphic, print and packaging designers. And then if we break it into what I was talking about, the web designers and multimedia, we're looking at about 15% of jobs available to youth within that space as well.
Okay, and that's actually chunky, and it certainly would sound like a fun career. Another one you had on your list is architecture and engineering, which to me, on the surface, is like, I don't know, a 6 or 7 year degree or something. But I suspect I'm talking from a lot of ignorance there, because there's a lot of other ways into that industry, perhaps, that don't require the full, very fancy, very long degree.
Again, interesting question. And there's a combination there because there's a high proportion of graduate jobs that are available to youth within that particular category. And that to me indicates that there's a high level of tertiary qualification that is required. And specifically, if I look at the breakdown and sort of the percentage of those jobs that are available to our youth, it is sort of 15% is available to the mechanical engineers. Again, 15% to electrical engineers. engineers. Mm-hmm. The same for civil and structural engineers, and even architectural drafting, people qualified as architectural drafters, also around about 15%. And then industrial engineers, about 5% of the job opportunities is available to them. So to me, that does suggest that there is that, again, that requirement for tertiary qualification specifically in that sector.
The other one was the finance sector. And here you make the point, it's actually in terms of actual vacancies, they have the highest number. And again, these are going to be junior jobs, they're going to be entry-level jobs. But I mean, the finance sector in the South African economy is a huge sector with a vast amount of potential for a long and successful career.
Very much so. And I think what is good about this is that it offers that good mix of everything from the student jobs to the entry-level jobs and junior jobs. So out of all the sectors, it's probably the highest combination of those. And it is a big sector of employment. The focus tends to be on your accounting type roles, your financial and project accounting. Yeah. It's about 42% of the roles are available to our youth within that space. And then following that, it is opportunities for bookkeepers, roughly about 23% of those junior jobs for bookkeepers. And then purchasing and procurement, which we know is becoming so important in corporate South Africa, represents about 7% of the opportunities for that youth. But a really good mix all around within finance.
What about sales? Or does sales sort of find itself into the different sectors, or sales as a sort of sector on its own available? Because I imagine that must be, and I'm completely ignorant here, but I would say one that is perhaps easier for youth. I mean, you can be a great salesperson in your teens, never mind your youth.
Very much so. And I think you're spot on in terms of that assumption, because really what we see happening there is initiative and interpersonal skills can actually make up for the lack of sort of previous experience or for that matter qualification. So it is a perfect sector for people to actually get into. And I think proportionately, it's also got a high level of those entry level jobs. And if you look at, again, the makeup of what type of jobs are available to youth, 68% that are advertised for junior type roles are your sales consultants and your sales representatives. Mm-hmm. And that's followed by your account managers, which are about 15%. And I think let's just focus in on that sales consulting or sales rep type role at 68%. You know, again, it goes back to your point of saying not too much qualification and experience needed for that if you've got the right initiative and the right interpersonal skills. And fundamentally, if you think about it, at the basis of everything that we do, there is a salesperson within us. You know, we need to be able to communicate a message. We need to be able to sell an idea. We need to be able to communicate with friends to get our points across. So it's such an important sort of starting ground for youngsters to get in there, to understand the art of selling. And even when we look into the future of the type of roles that are going to exist in 10, 15 years' time and beyond, I see the need for good salespeople. So a phenomenal opportunity for youngsters to actually get involved in the workforce over there.
Yeah, we're going to have salespeople forever and a day, even when our AI overlords arrive. A quick last question. The short version is that some proven skills or some relevant sort of qualifications, that's always going to give you an edge, particularly in the scenario which, as you say, almost half of youth are unemployed. Some qualification is always going to help to a degree on your CV.
That is so true. And I think in addition to that, Simon, that opportunity for ongoing education, that's going to be important. People need to understand that this is the time where we need to be upskilling ourselves all the time, not some of the time. The world is changing so rapidly at the moment in terms of our world of work that we need to understand what the next skills are that we're going to need to be able to develop ourselves in order to get that next job.
Yeah, always be growing, I suppose, is the point, and particularly in a changing world. We leave it there. Paul Byrne, Head of Insights, PNet, appreciate the time.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.